Hey there, it's Kyle, your host, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Real. If you're new here, let me give you the scoop on what we do. This podcast is all about uncovering the real life stories of people who made a difference. Those unsung heroes who might not be household names, but whose impact on the world is undeniable. We dig into the details, the struggles, and the triumphs that make these stories truly inspirational. Now, for today's story, we're diving into the life of a man whose name might sound familiar, Jon Snow. And no, I'm not talking about the guy in the big furry coat from Game of Thrones. But funny enough, our Jon Snow was a bit of a hero in his own right, even though he didn't have to worry about White Walkers or dragons. This Jon Snow faced something just as terrifying, a deadly disease that was sweeping through London in the 1850s. So let's set the scene. It's the mid-19th century, and London is booming thanks to the Industrial Revolution. Picture narrow cobblestone streets packed with horse-drawn carriages, people rushing to and fro, and a thick, smoky haze hanging over everything. It was a time of great progress, but it also came with a pretty nasty downside: poor sanitation. There was no proper sewage system, so waste was just dumped into the streets or straight into the River Thames. And trust me, the Thames was far from the romantic, glistening river you might imagine today. It was more like a massive, filthy, open sewer. In this environment, cholera thrived. Cholera is a vicious disease, and back then it struck fear into the hearts of Londoners. One day, you're perfectly healthy, and the next, you're violently ill. Within days, you could be dead. It was terrifying. And the worst part, nobody knew what caused it. Most people believed in the bad air theory, this idea that some kind of noxious vapor was carrying the disease through the streets. But this is where our hero, Jon Snow, comes in. Snow was a doctor, but not just any doctor. He was a man who loved to challenge accepted beliefs and ask questions that others might shy away from. While everyone else was focused on the air, Snow had a radical idea. What if cholera wasn't coming from the air at all, but from the water? Now, this might sound obvious to us today, but back then, it was a revolutionary thought. People trusted their water, even though it was often drawn from sources that were, well, pretty questionable. In 1854, when a massive cholera outbreak hit the Soho district of London, Snow saw a chance to test his theory. He started by doing something that at the time was groundbreaking. He mapped out the cholera cases. He went door to door, interviewed the families of victims, and pinpointed where each person had lived, and most importantly, where they got their drinking water. What he found was shocking. Almost all the cases were clustered around a single water pump on Broad Street. It was like a detective story, with Snow as the sleuth who had just cracked the case. But here's where it gets tricky. Convincing the public that their trusted water source was actually killing them wasn't an easy task. Imagine trying to tell a whole city that something as basic as their drinking water was deadly, but Snow was determined. He took his findings to the local authorities and eventually convinced them to remove the handle from the Broad Street pump, effectively shutting it down. And guess what? The outbreak began to subside. It wasn't an instant solution, but as the cases started to drop off, people began to realize that Snow might have been right all along. Despite this success, Snow wasn't immediately celebrated as a hero. The medical community was slow to accept his findings, and it took years for his work to gain full recognition. But his persistence paid off in the long run. Snow's work laid the foundation for modern epidemiology, and his method of mapping out disease outbreaks is still used today to track and control everything from flu epidemics to foodborne illnesses. So, while the other Jon Snow might have been the king in the north, our Jon Snow was the king of stopping cholera. He's proof that real heroism doesn't always come with a sword and a crown. It sometimes comes with a map, a theory, and the courage to challenge the norm. That's it for today's episode of Let's Get Real. I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the life of a true pioneer. Remember, it's not always the flashiest battles that make the biggest impact. It's the ones fought with persistence, logic, and a little bit of courage. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And if you're new to the podcast, be sure to check out our previous episodes where we uncover more incredible stories of real life heroes. I'll catch you in the next episode.